A good news reflection for Friday of the 29th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, confused? Pay attention. What big question about your life do you have? In today's gospel passage from Luke chapter 12, verses 54 through 59, we're reminded that we already have the answer. We know how to interpret the signs of nature. Therefore, we have the ability to discern what God is doing in our lives and in the world. Are you surprised that you have this ability? If you're a person of prayer, constantly dialoguing with God about everything that happens, the Holy Spirit is explaining to you what you need to know, when you need to know it. Trust this process. Even when you're not sure it's His voice guiding you, Jesus will make sure that you don't misinterpret Him for very long. Are you worried about the future? We don't need to go to fortune tellers, and we don't need to seek out holy visionaries, because if we pay attention, God makes His will clear. Not every detail of His plan, but certainly His will for today. One step at a time as we move forward in the fulfillment of that plan. However, we get confused if we listen to the desires of our own will when it contradicts God's, or if we listen to the voices of logic when God doesn't make sense, or if we trust the half-truths and lies that are spoken by fear. The portents are plainly evident. We can eliminate a lot of aggravation and misdirected decisions, and mistaken-laden frustrations, not to mention sins and self-inflicted sufferings, if we pay attention to the multiple ways that God is delivering His guidance to us. If we take note of the signs of the times through the Holy Spirit, we can discern the good changes that are approaching. When hardships are hardest and the dark night is darkest, a new dawn is going to arise, and probably soon. When evil attacks us with greater vengeance, it's because the devil knows his time is short. Praise Jesus! But if we focus on the problems and not on Jesus, we continue to feel frustrated and dissatisfied and frightened. We create our own misery. The most important observation to make is the condition of our own soul. Jesus says, "Why not judge for yourselves what is right?" The answer is already within us because the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, has been living in us since our baptism. If you don't already have one, find a spiritual director. That is a priest or a religious or qualified layperson who can help you read the signs of your life. Your local parish or diocesan center probably has a list of available spiritual directors. But first, pray for discernment about which person the wind of the Spirit is blowing you toward. God doesn't want us to be confused. He certainly won't ignore our need for the truth. He always answers our questions, and we hear Him if we but pay attention. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.